thankful to be able to say that I've been able to experience both, and only by the grace of God, of course, and the people that He's put in my life. I want to thank you for being here today. And by the way, a secret is not something that's unknown. It's just something that is known by some and not known by others. And if you know it, do you practice it, is the idea. So again, I want to congratulate you for taking your time out of your busy day to be with me today. This particular presentation, by the way, is designed for people who don't know about me. It's designed for people who have not been on a webinar or gotten information from me before. Now, if you have been on with us before and you just like what I teach, then by all means, listen. But today I'm going to share with you the 7 secrets of a phenomenal life. I'm going to share with you the 5 secrets of a phenomenal business. And I'm going to share with you the 5 levels of being a phenomenal person. I'm going to share with you 4 case studies of very successful business owners that we've worked with and how they have been transformed. As I mentioned to you guys before, the webinar will not be replayed, and when we do rebroadcast it, we might put it on a CD or something like that, but we'll edit out some of the stories because some of the folks that I'm going to share about don't want their local competitors to know about what it is that they're up to. And so I want to, again, congratulate you for being on this call. Being involved in education has helped me. Learning from people who have already done what it is that I want to do has helped me more than anything else. My mentor, Zig Ziglar, said this. He said, "You are what you are and where you are because of what has gone into your mind. You can change what you are and where you are by changing what goes into your mind." And my hope today is to share with you a few things that you can put into your mind and will help you to change what you are and where you are. The reason that you're on this broadcast is because you probably, as a person, aren't, and as a business owner for sure, aren't everything that you want to be, and you're not where you want to be, and that is because of what you know and what you do, and you can change. And I hope to help you put some information into your mind today that will help you to change. And I'd like to start by asking you a question. That question is this: do you remember why you went into business for yourself? Was it to make a lot of money, or was it really to be your own boss, to chart your own course, to have a little more quote-unquote free time? Yeah, right. The brutal reality of most small business owners' lives is you feel like a slave to the business, very little family time, business consumes your mind 24/7, major stress, no real freedom, you feel like you have a job instead of a business, and your day is consumed putting out brush fires. How many of you feel like that? Just type in yes right now. If you feel like that sometime, just type in yes. All right, and I want to get you guys used to typing in yes, and the reason for that is because I'm going to give away a prize today, and you're going to have to type in to get it. All right. Well, I know how that feels because I've been there, done that. As some of you who have heard me before know, I'm originally from L.A., Lower Alabama, and my wife doesn't laugh at my jokes either, so it's okay. I actually grew up very poor in Mobile, Alabama, grew up on welfare, as a matter of fact, and there were 7 kids crammed in a little 600-square-foot shack, and the roof on this house was so bad that every time it rained, we had to get out all the pots and pans to catch the leaks. My mother fed us on $100 a month from the welfare department. I don't care when that was, it just wasn't a lot of money. I still remember getting Christmas presents from the social workers when I was a kid. Well, when you grow up in an environment like that, what are you likely to turn out like? For me, it was hair down to my shoulders, rebellious teenager, got in a fight with my stepdad, got kicked out of the house. I deserved it, by the way. And my friend and I scraped up enough money for a Greyhound bus ticket to Houston, Texas, and I arrived in Houston, Texas with literally a quarter in my pocket. Then I became a waiter, and I worked in these restaurants where I wore a tuxedo to work, and we did tableside cooking like Steak Diane, Bananas Foster, Cherry's Jubilee, and setting stuff on fire inside at that age was pretty cool, let me tell you. But I always wanted to have my own business, but I didn't have any money to speak of, and that's when I met my wife, Denise Conjette Antoinette Pinella. She's from New Jersey, and I'm from where? Lower Alabama. Yeah, this is going to be a good match. So my dad, who, by the way, left when I was a year old, my real dad, I didn't even know him when I moved to Houston. He took me in. He buys me a pinstripe suit and, you know, Italians and all that. My wife told me to keep my mouth shut because I have an accent. You know what Zig said about that, right? Zig Ziglar said that, you know, if you take an old boy from the South and you take him up north and he stays there too long, he'll come back with an accent. But if you take an old boy from the north and you bring him down south and he stays too long, he'll be talking normal, as Zig would say. Well, as I'm getting married, there's a friend of the family who is tooling around a little red Mercedes convertible, same age as me, 23 at the time. And I said, I want to know what that guy does, and I want to know if it's legal, you know, Italians and all that. Well, my wife's family is not like that, of course, but they're fine, fine people. But when you marry an Italian family, you don't get toasters, blenders, and wedding presents, right? What do you get? You get cash. And we got $3,000 cash for our wedding money. And I got back to Houston, and I spent all of that money starting my first business out of the trunk of my car. My wife was really thrilled about that, let me tell you. Well, for 13 long years, I worked that business day and night, and in 1997, I felt like a slave to my business. I loved to travel, and how many of you know that when you're a slave to your business, that much of that supposed vacation, if you get to take a vacation, that much of that vacation is consumed on the cell phone talking to customers and employees back home. How many of you know what I'm talking about? Well, in 1997, I learned two secrets that changed my life forever. I read a book called The E-Myth, Revisited by Michael E. Gerber. And I learned, the first secret that I learned from that business is that you got to have systems in your business. Michael calls it working on the business instead of in the business. You may have heard of that term. Michael Gerber invented that term. So I learned that you got to have systems in your business. So I went down to my favorite place in the whole world, Destin, Florida, and I sat on the beach for a week, and I rewrote my vision for my life. I rewrote my vision for my business. And I came back and started working on that business and took that business from the trunk of my car to a multi-million dollar enterprise that's turnkey. I have 40 staff members that love their work, and I'm able to go and do what it is that I love to do, which is to travel the world and to help small business owners. I became an international business coach. In fact, the exclusive small business coach for the Zig Ziglar Corporation, this is Tom Ziglar and myself, in front of Cambridge University. We even got the opportunity to speak at Cambridge University to a bunch of people who were teaching business around the world in colleges and universities. Had the pleasure of being mentored by Michael Gerber, the guy who wrote the book that changed my life, and John Maxwell. We've had Bob Berg at our events. How many of you know that all of business is about relationships? And Bob Berg wrote one of the best books on relationships as they have to do with business, and he goes to the inside of those relationships and shares how those things work. all of business and all of life is about relationships. I get the honor and pleasure to be with Bob again tomorrow morning. He'll be here in Houston. And we just finished our latest and greatest conference, and we had Joseph Michelli. This man is over the top. He's an international branding expert, number one New York Times best-selling author of The Starbucks Experience, and this guy is just absolutely brilliant. Why do I bring him up? Because it's all about the experience, but it's not only about delivering the experience, but it's also about creating the right experience, and it's about marketing the right experience so that you can get a higher price, so that you can get the best kinds of clients, and that you can get people to stand in line to do business with you. Well, early on, we had Michael Gerber, and of course, Michael has spoken at many of our conferences in the past, and we even had the number one leadership expert in the world, Dr. John C. Maxwell. Well, I'm most proud of my relationship with the Zig Ziglar Corporation. The reason for that is because the Zig's philosophy is more important today than ever before. And to have Zig on our stage, he was the number one motivational speaker in the world, probably to this day the most quoted motivational speaker on the planet. He was a legend, an American legend. When he passed away in November of 2012, almost 2 years ago, it was a trending topic on Twitter. It was carried by the national news. It was on CNN. It's estimated that Zig Ziglar impacted 250 million, a quarter of a billion people on the planet. Now, I mentioned to you a minute ago that I learned two secrets in 1997 that changed my life. One of them was that you got to have systems in your business, and the second one is what I call the greatest business lesson that I've ever learned. And the greatest business lesson that I've learned in owning 9 small businesses altogether, owning 4 today, coaching thousands of small business owners around the world. Currently, we have over 81, we've got 81, 85, somewhere in that range. I've lost count now, but over 80 different industries that we're coaching in alone, not to mention all the industries that I get to speak to today. And I share with people that through my experiences and working with some of the top business trainers and authors in the world, that I still believe today that this is the greatest business lesson that I've ever learned and that you could ever learn. And that is that your business exists for one reason and one reason only. And this is the second secret that I learned from Michael Gerber. Your business exists for one reason and one reason only, and that is to be a vehicle to help you achieve your life goals. This is what put me in the last chapter of Zig Ziglar's very last book. Tom Ziglar had come to our conference when Zig spoke at my conference, and he and I built a relationship together, and I started doing some video webcasts, and he spoke at my conference. And they were putting this book together, and he said, "Howard, I want to put a chapter on business in Dad's probably going to be his last book, called Born to Win. I want to call it Born to Win for Business Leaders." And I think I remember that you have some kind of quote that ties the personal to the business. And I said, "Yeah," and I sent it up there, and that got me in Zig Ziglar's very last book. Now, the reason that I say that your business is a vehicle to help you achieve your life goals is because if you don't have a vision for your life, you're not going to build the right kind of business. The reason that this is such a great secret is this. Let me ask you this. Does your business have a dramatic impact on your personal life? The answer is yes. And every small business owner would agree with that, that if you've been in business for over 3 years, then you know what I'm talking about, right? And what most small business owners don't understand, though, is that that can be a positive impact. And the reason that this is so important is if you don't have life goals, and by the way, life stands for living in freedom every day. There's no freedom and working 24/7 just to make ends meet, or worse, making working 24/7 to be broke and in debt. There's no freedom in not being able to get your employees to do what it is that you want to do and being held hostage by them. There's no freedom in not being able to serve the kinds of clients that you want and being held captive by price shoppers. There's no freedom in your business not working. But first, you have to have a vision for your life. And if you don't wake up every single day with a compelling vision for your life, see, freedom is not just being able to do what you want when you want it. It's growing to your fullest potential. It's becoming the person that you were created to be. And it's being successful in your mind and in your heart, and because those are two places that no one can touch but God and you alone. And no one can tell you how to be successful if they haven't been there before and if they're not successful in these areas. So there are seven core areas of life, and this is called the wheel of life, by the way, and there are seven core areas on this wheel. And I want you to tell me, as you look at this wheel, physical, and that's your physical condition, that's what kind of physical shape you're in, how you eat, how you exercise, so on and so forth, as much as it depends on you, because, you know, some of the most successful people in the world are people who have overcome physical difficulties. I had a friend that I talk about in my first book, The Seven Secrets of a Phenomenal Life. When you first joined up with me and got on my email list, you probably got the audio version and the ebook at no charge, which you haven't. If you haven't done that, you can still do that on my website, howardpartridge.com. And I share a story about my friend Ray Davis. Ray Davis suffered from MS for over 10 years. He was bedridden. His hands and his feet were all gnarled up. He couldn't move anything other than his lips. And unless you understood him, unless you knew him well, you couldn't understand him. And the thing is that he was always encouraging and had a positive attitude even in the midst of all of that. So no matter what your physical condition is, being successful in that area is being as successful as you possibly can. So let me ask you this question. Physical, your family relationships, again, as much as it depends on you. Your mental state, this is what my third book is all about that I just wrote, your personal finances, not just the business finances, but your personal finances, your spiritual life, your role in your business. There are four roles that a business owner can fulfill in their business. One is doing the technical work. If you're an optometrist, then it's, you know, doing the eye exams, and it's you know, doing the glasses and things like that. The first one is doing the technical work of the business. The second one is what I call the customer service manager. In other words, other people do the technical work, but you kind of manage that relationship with the customers. The third one is the general manager role, and that is when you become the general manager and you have people doing most of the day-to-day. And then the fourth one is one that most small business owners dream of but never ever achieve, and that is the owner of a turnkey business that's predictable and profitable. And then finally, personal. That's your personal hobbies, that's your personal lifestyle, that's your schedule, you know, when you work, when you don't, when you go to the beach, when you go to the mountains, when you go on vacation, when you don't, the ministry that you're called to, the things that you're involved in. So my question is this: out of these seven areas that we just talked about, physical, family, mental, financial, spiritual, career, and personal, which one of those areas were you created to be unsuccessful in? Good question, huh? This book is about the fact that you are a phenomenal product. You are created. Zig Ziglar said you're born to win, but in order to be the winner you're born to be, you've got to plan to win and prepare to win before you can expect to win. You're designed for accomplishment, engineered for success, and endowed with the seeds of greatness. After all, God don't make no junk. So which one of these areas are we supposed to be unsuccessful in? And you would say none, yet the way that we live is we live like, well, you know, the economy and the this and that, the struggles that I have, and I don't have time to exercise or whatever. And the fact is that we're not supposed to be unsuccessful in any of these areas. And that's what that book is all about. So if you're not supposed to be unsuccessful in any of these areas, how do you become a borderline 11 on a scale of 1 to 10? Well, you got to have a vision for your life, and then your business is a vehicle to help you achieve your life goals. Now, of course, I mentioned that all of business and all of life is about relationships. This is my wife, Denise. We've been married for 30 years now. Yes, she gets the hand clap. She's put up with this crazy guy for 30 years, three decades now. And my wife is a little outspoken. She's Italian from New Jersey, and so she can, if she's in your audience, by the way, she might heckle, and that's what happened to me. My first book just came out, and she said, honey, my girlfriends and I were looking at your book, and there's a typo on the cover. And I said, on the cover? You got to be kidding me. She said, well, instead of The Secrets of a Phenomenal Life, it should say The Secrets of a Phenomenal Wife. Well, I got to thinking about that, and every time you met Zig Ziglar, if you were a guy, he'd say, have you written a book yet? And he said, talk about your wife. And, of course, he talked about the redhead all the time. So I'm writing a book right now called The Four Secrets of a Phenomenal Wife, and it stands for wisdom, influence, faithfulness, and excellence. I can't tell somebody how to be a phenomenal wife, but I can brag on my phenomenal wife. And, by the way, the subtitle for you husbands out there is the Seven Secrets of a Phenomenal Husband. So anyway, that'll end up being my fifth book. My fourth one is already in the can and will be coming out sometime next year. All of business is about relationships, and I love what my friend David Fry always says at the end of his presentations. He closes by saying that all of business and all of life is about relationships, and no amount of business success can compensate from failure at home. And I want to tell you something, that I spent too much time at the office when I was building my business. I spent too much time out of town, and I should have been with this little guy more. And of course, our relationships suffer because of that. But today we've got a phenomenal relationship. I don't know if it's a 10, but it's close. And we just love each other so much now. And he's 21 now. But the reason I show a picture of him when he was a kid is because I just love that picture. Well, Tom called me back and he said, Howard, he said, I love the quote. And he said, we have the wheel of life. And I wonder if you've ever done a wheel of business. And I said, oh, yeah, all the time in our business planning. And I said, let me send it up to you. And I had about 8 spokes on that wheel. And Tom and I began to work on this book, Born to Win, and we fleshed out 5 key areas of every successful business. In fact, whether successful or not, every business has these 5 spokes, these 5 components. The first one is marketing. That's everything that you do to attract prospects to your business. The second one is sales, everything that you do to convert prospects into paying customers. The third one is operations. That's everything that you do to serve your clients. And then fourth is administration, and that's everything that you do to track the results, not only the sales results, but all the different stats. How many prospects did we generate? How did we generate them? How many sales did we close? How much money did we make? When it comes to operations, how many clients, patients, members, or guests did we serve? And then, of course, our P&L and all those kinds of things. And then finally, leadership. But really, everything rises and falls on leadership, as John Maxwell says. So leadership really should be first. And by the way, the toughest person to lead is who? Ourselves. So we fleshed out these 5 areas in that book, and then we traveled around the world and still do today. We travel all around the world for the last 3 years sharing how to be phenomenally successful in these five areas. So then after that, I decided to write a book and share more about those five areas. I called it The Five Secrets of a Phenomenal Business. And the reason I called it that is because Michael Gerber, the number one small business expert in the world, says that the secret in business is the system. The secret is the system. The question is why. See, the secret is the system, and a vehicle is just simply a makeup of several systems. The question is why. Why are you in business? What is your life goal? What do you want it to do for you? Where do you want that vehicle to take you? So I wrote a book called The Five Secrets of a Phenomenal Business, and this is what I teach on today, is first of all, phenomenal marketing systems, secondly, phenomenal sales systems, third, phenomenal service systems, fourth, phenomenal tracking systems, and finally, phenomenal leadership systems. Now, what do I mean by phenomenal and what I mean by systems? Let me share that with you. Marketing, again, is everything that you do to attract prospects to your business. Phenomenal marketing delivers a meaningful experience that engages, educates, and entertains. We just had Joseph Michelli, and we had a whole conference on, because he's been behind the scenes of the most experiential high-end companies in the world and consulted for them and written books about them, Starbucks, Ritz-Carlton Hotel, Zappos, world-famous Pike Place Fish Market, the UCLA Health Center, and more that I'm not even thinking about. And then right now he's working with Mercedes-Benz. And then a phenomenal marketing system is one that duplicates results consistently without it always relying on you. And that's one of the things that I'm going to do today is share with you how to build systems in your business. But we're going to talk about marketing first. The only function of marketing, of course, marketing is to attract prospects to your business, but the only way that you know it's working is if you're getting the right prospects. And ultimately, the function of marketing is to increase sales. And there are only three ways to get more sales under the sun in any business. Either to get a higher price, that's one way to do it. And a lot of people are afraid to do that, but once you learn experiential marketing, when you learn how to position yourself, when you learn how to generate that experience and attract the right kind of people, then you can get a higher price. The second way is to get more clients. And in other words, just serve more clients, serve more members, serve more guests, serve more patients. And then finally, the best place to start is to get more from existing clients through upsells if you're an existing business, or to get them to repeat the service or buy more services from you. Your marketing plan starts with your sales goal. The function of marketing is to increase sales. And although there's a dramatic difference between marketing and sales, depending on what kind of business you're in, your marketing starts with your sales goal. How much money do you need to put on the top line every single year, every single month, and every single day? In my service company that does a little over $3 million a year, we track that that sales number every single day and post it on the board. That's the first thing that we do. Now, how do you get that sales number? How do you get that sales goal? By looking at what you want to make personally this year. See, it starts with your net, because on that wheel of life, there's that little spoke called financial that touches everything else in your life. And if you don't have a goal, if you don't have a specific goal of what your net's going to be, then you're not going to be able to create a sales goal. By the way, that sales goal needs to be written. It needs to be communicated with everybody involved. And, of course, to arrive at that, you're going to need to know what your cost of doing business is, which is what we cover in the administration systems. In marketing, you have to position yourself. I shared with all the folks that were at our conference this past weekend. We had a little over 200 people from all around the world, small business owners that come to study with us, mostly Inner Circle members. And it's all about the experience. So if you want to position yourself in the marketplace, that's the first thing that you need to do is you need to understand what unique experience you provide and who you need to provide it for and how that works and how to do that. And then secondly, you've got to build your list. You've got to have more prospects on your list and more customers on your list, and you got to understand how to move them up to become from prospect to customer, from customer to client or member, and all the way to raving fan. Well, there's a great book called Positioning by Al Ries and Jack Trout. Jack Trout is the world authority on positioning. He's written 14 books on differentiation. So ask yourself this question: what's different about you? See, in this book, they said that your favorite customer and people like them, think about that for a second. Your favorite customer or guest or member or patient, do you have a picture of that person in your mind? Well, that is your target market, all right? And you need to know everything that there is about them, what their hurts are, what their desires are, what their fears are, what they want, what they need, and what their problem is. But they also need to understand that you are the only solution or the preferred solution for that, and so you need to be able to take up a position. So in this book, there was a great illustration of a file cabinet. Just imagine that that customer, that prospect, has a file cabinet in their mind. And in that file cabinet, there is a file drawer, and on that file drawer, it has a number of manila files in there. And each one of those files has a label on it, all right? And on that label is CPA, doctor, plumber, carpet cleaner. What do I do if I have a flood? My air conditioner, who's my HVAC person? Who's my landscaping guy? Who's my consultant? Who's my life coach? Who's my business consultant? Who's my accountant? Who's my automotive repair guy? Who do I go to? I was with one of my clients yesterday. He's my auto repair guy. There's nobody else. I wouldn't take my vehicle to anybody else. He's my guy. Who's my real estate person? We're doing a lot of real estate stuff right now, my wife and I, and who's your real estate person? Who do I get my cosmetics from? Let's see, I'm going through the list of the 117 people or so that registered for this thing right here. Let's see. Well, here's one, aerospace. Who's my space guy if I need to build a rocket? Who's my insurance guy? See, the thing is that if your name is not on that file, then you're not going to get the call. You're not going to get the inquiry. You're not going to get the prospect or customer, all right? Now, there's a great exercise in that book that causes you, like they talk about laundry detergent. Most people, when you think of laundry detergent, you think of Tide if you're in the U.S. Not everybody, but most people do. But the thing is that not everybody that thinks of Tide actually uses Tide because there's something called competition. So then the idea becomes, how do you fill up that file so that no one ever could get into that file? Nobody else is going to work on my Lexus as long as Steve at Clear Choice Lexus is around, and as long as they're obviously doing a phenomenal job. I mean, he's a great friend. Nobody else is going to be working on my car even if they did it for free, because I'm sold out to that guy. And that's what you need to do, is you need to position yourself by creating a unique experience. And not only creating that experience, but learning how to market that experience and delivering that unique experience. Now, we're going to look at three brands. Now, these are big brands, but small business owners can learn from these folks, and we can also learn this, that all three of these brands, Whole Foods, Starbucks, and Harley-Davidson, started out as small businesses. Whole Foods started out as one store in Austin, Texas, and they recognized that there was a trend among Americans that we wanted to eat natural foods, and they decided to dominate that market, position themselves in that market. They did, year before last, I think it was, $12 billion in revenue. Starbucks decided that they wanted to dominate and own a market by creating a unique experience around a commodity that's been around for, who knows, 5,000-6,000 years. And then Harley-Davidson has created a unique experience around owning a Harley-Davidson motorcycle. All right. Now, they position themselves, they're dominating their market by creating, marketing, and delivering a unique experience. All right. Now, here's the cool thing. Being unique and providing that unique experience means that you can charge more. Why is that important as a small business owner? All right. Why is that important? Because working 24/7 to make ends meet is not phenomenal. Okay. Now, what's the main reason that the average person doesn't go to Whole Foods? Because it, quote unquote, it's expensive, quote unquote. Okay. Well, obviously enough people go there because they did $12 billion in business. I personally love to go to Whole Foods. I don't love everything about Whole Foods, but what I like about Whole Foods is that they got all my stuff in one place. My wife is like, you can get that at Sam's, you can get this over at Kroger, you can go to HEB for this. I don't want to go to three places on a Saturday. I want to be in and out of there in 7.5 minutes, and I don't even look at the price. Starbucks, how much can you spend on a cup of coffee? I mean, you can spend so much on a cup of coffee that they've gained the nickname of $4 or $5, right? And, you know, I decided to find out how much you could spend on a cup of coffee. I was curious about, because I teach this stuff, and again, I don't agree with the values that Starbucks owners have, okay? But as a business lesson, you can learn a lot about Starbucks and the experience and how that happened. By the way that that happened was Howard Schultz worked for Starbucks. Starbucks, as their national marketing director, at that time, Starbucks did not serve drinks. He was in Italy, and he noticed, watch this word, he noticed that in the espresso bars in Italy, there was a unique experience taking place, a community experience that he wanted to recreate in the United States. He came back, told the owners, what do you think they said? You're crazy. When they say you're crazy as an entrepreneur, write it down and do it, because it's probably the best idea you're going to ever have. Okay? He left the company, opened his own company, ended up buying Starbucks because he wanted their roasting and distribution processes. The rest is, as they say, history. So I decided to find out how much I could spend on a cup of coffee. And I'm an addict, a fiend, I mean a customer of Starbucks, and I go to Starbucks a lot. And I walk in the door, I go up to the counter, and I say, yes, I want to buy your most expensive cup of coffee. And they say, well, that would be our venti salted caramel macchiato. And I said, okay, how much is it? And said, well, it'll be $6.25. Can you make it more expensive? She looks at me a little bit crazy, like, you know, what's going on? What do you mean, right? Who's this guy, right? I said, well, could you add some shots or do something to it to make it more expensive? Funny thing is they never asked me why, but they just go, oh, sure, absolutely, you can add some shots. Well, how many can you add? Well, as many as you want. I know, but the cup is so big, so they figure that out. Almost without fail, someone comes from behind the counter and says, you know, you could add shots or you could add flavors. The most expensive cup of coffee I've been able to find so far was $48.27. And you guys are thinking, and I've done this more than 20 times now, and you guys are thinking, this guy is off the charts crazy. Well, I don't actually buy the cup of coffee. In fact, they're quick to tell me, you know, you're not going to be able to drink this. And I'm like, that's okay. I don't want to drink it. I just want to buy it. And one guy said, you know, that's a lot of shots. You might have to sign off on that. You know, we might have to get a disclaimer. I was like, do you have a form in the back or should we use the brown paper napkin, you know? And so I don't buy the cup of coffee. Every episode ends exactly the same. That's okay. I'll just take a tall cappuccino. Thank you very much. Well, they're not amused by that. So I give them a big tip. Everything's okay. Harley-Davidson, are they trying to be the cheapest motorcycle around? No. In fact, a couple that are Inner Circle members with us, we did a two-day leadership training up in Colorado Springs, and they live in South Florida, and they drove their Harley all the way from South Florida and built a 17-day vacation around the two-day leadership retreat, and they wanted me to see their bike. Go out there, it's got a trailer, it's covered up. He pulls the cover off of it, and I was like, wow, Chris, nice bike. How much you got in this thing? He said, $65,000. $65,000 for an automobile, I said? Are you kidding me? You know that you can get a car, right? I mean, you can get a nice car. Do you know what kind of car you can get for $65,000 and you can sit on the inside? They've created such an experience around owning a Harley-Davidson that people are willing to tattoo themselves practically to be a part of that experience. Now, let me share with you the first case study of how this works. Now, this is just one of many, many stories. But this guy right here, his name is Daryl Thomas, and he lives in Charlotte, North Carolina. He's been one of our members for a long time, and he had a very low-priced company, and he had the low-priced company with the price shoppers, bounce checks, no shows, always a hassle. And when he saw what we were doing, he decided to start. He sold that company to one of his employees eventually. But while he still owned it, he started a whole new high-end company, repositioned himself, and started using our processes to create the experience and create the relationships with the referral sources, which I'll talk about in just a second. And built it up to actually $1.5 million. I just saw him this weekend. And he went to $750,000. He's doubled it again since then. And they'll do about $1.5 million this year. By doing what? Understanding that there's another way to do this. Okay? And it's called experiential marketing. What is the first word on Starbucks brochure? Experience. Experience the perfect cup. And here's Joseph's book, Joseph Michelli, The Starbucks Experience. One of the first books that I read on this was called Experiential Marketing. And then let's look at this book over here, The Experience Economy, and let's learn a lesson from this book about coffee. Coffee, when it's exchanged on the commodities exchange, it's about $1 a pound. When it's packaged up and put on the shelves in the grocery store, it's a good, and a coffee by the pound costs anywhere from $2.99 on special on up to $15 a pound, depending on what? Depending on the perceived value, depending on the perceived brand of that particular type of coffee, okay? So we go from $1 to 3 to 15 times depending on the perceived value and depending on the brand. Let me ask you this question today. How is your brand? One of the things that we teach our Inner Circle members is that every human being that meets another human being makes 11 assumptions about them, including whether they can trust them. You know, your small business is built on usually on you representing that company. How do you dress? How do you groom yourself? How do you carry yourself? What's your body language like? What is your communication like, you see? And we've got to get better at that because people are going to judge us on that. Joseph Michelli was sharing with us a little known thing that Starbucks actually owns Seattle's Best, and the way that they position themselves in the grocery store is it goes from the cheap copy to Seattle's Best and then to Starbucks. How do you like that for positioning? Well, then you go down here to Denny's and you get a cup of coffee, and what are you paying for there? You're paying for the service. You're not paying for coffee really at that point. You're paying for someone to serve that coffee to you. Now, how much does coffee by the cup cost at Denny's? Well, it's about a dollar or two a cup. And how many of those wheat cups of coffee can they make from a pound of coffee beans? 60 to 80, depending on a number of factors. 60 to 80 cups. Now your price per pound has gone way up. Why? Because you're no longer paying for commodity, you're no longer paying for good, you're paying for service. When you think about your marketing, when you think about how you talk about your company, when you think of any advertising or any promotion that you do, or when you talk to someone about your company, are you talking more about what it is, the technical part of it? Are you talking more about the service that you provide? See, one of the ways that you're going to be able to set yourself apart, get a higher price, get more customers, and get them to use your services more often is service. And then, of course, the ultimate is the experience. That's having a cappuccino in Florence outside of the Domo, for example. My wife and I took my wife to Italy for our 30th anniversary, since she's from Italy, and I couldn't help but think about what a phenomenal experience it was sitting outside at one of those little cafes in Italy. And when you think about the experience, you also think about Starbucks. Here is 63 people standing in line at the Baltimore airport at 6:30 in the morning and waiting in line to pay the highest price for a cup of coffee. Now, there is a disclaimer, and that disclaimer is that there were a couple of other coffee places in this area of the airport, but they were closed at that hour. Why do you think that they were closed? Well, number one, well, Starbucks gets all the business. You know, don't, if your competitor is getting all the business, then you got to find a way to rebrand yourself. Tom and Ziegler and I were in Kansas City, and there's a local brand there that people prefer over Starbucks. They were able to position themselves against the big boy, but really the reason that they were closed is because they don't know how to create a unique experience and differentiate themselves. There's all kinds of things that they could do to get at least some of that business, but they're probably closed because they don't make money that first hour of the day, and our employees don't want to show up that way, that early anyway. How many of you have experienced that? You have employees that maybe you've been there. I have. Now, I got a great staff now, but I've been there. But here's what Starbucks understands. Starbucks understands that every single one of these people who walk away from this line are going to walk onto an airplane with something very important in their hand. They're going to have a cup of coffee in their hand that has that green logo right there. And that green logo is going to be stamped on that coffee file, and it's going to start filling up that coffee file. In fact, I was in Dallas Love the other day, and people were standing in line at Starbucks right next to a La Madeleine. Nobody's in line at La Madeleine. They got espresso and cappuccino and everything, quote unquote, that Starbucks has. And I literally asked people if they knew that there was coffee right there and that they wouldn't have to wait. And one after another after another after another said, I don't know, I need my Starbucks. I need my this. I need my that. They're sold out to Starbucks. Now, what about you? How can you do this in your business? Well, I have what I call my 5-point experiential marketing message. High-end clients, people who will pay more and wait longer for you, want 5 things. Number one, you've got to communicate your reputation. Why can I trust you? Who supports you? Who talks about you? Number two, do you know what you're doing? What kind of experience do you have? Number three, a way to set yourself apart is through education marketing, by being the one in your industry that is putting out the information of how everything works. you know, how to select a CPA. Free report, 7 mistakes that most people make in choosing a plumber or a cleaner or whatever the case might be. And then systems, what service experience do you provide that other people don't provide? And then finally, your guarantee or your commitment, what do you do if they're not happy? That all needs to be in the marketing message. By the way, those are our 5 values too. This is what we teach our employees to live by, and so that they're delivering what we're actually marketing. Joseph Michelli says, a brand is nothing more than what people say about you when you're not around. Your brand is your reputation. Now, the way that you're going to, I shared with you earlier that you have 2 problems in marketing. There's a lot of problems you probably have as a small business owner, but 2 main problems that you have is you're not different, you're not unique, you're not able to communicate how unique you are, if you are indeed unique. And secondly, you're not getting your message into the right hands. And you're not getting enough of those prospects. Maybe you're getting enough prospects, but you're not, you know, good in sales. So we'll talk about that as well. So you got to have a referral marketing system, and that's how to generate an unlimited supply of your perfect niche clients. First of all, you got to know who your target market is. Who's your best client? And then the secret to record sales and profits that our Inner Circle members are having right now all around the world in 80 plus industries, this is what they do. Instead of, how many of you on this call have met someone at a networking group or got an inquiry or, you know, whatever, and you followed up, and that person never bought? You spent a lot of time, money, and energy, and they never bought. Well, if that's happening frequently, you got an issue, you got a problem, but all of us have been there, all right? And that's a hard way to do business. So then we just say, well, let's do it the easy way, and let's spend a bunch of money on advertising, and then we get a bunch of price shoppers. So let me show you a better way. This is the secret to record sales and profits, doing business with people who want to or are willing to stand in line and pay you more for it. Instead of chasing individual suspects or prospects, what you want to do is you want to turn that around. And the way you do that is don't market directly to the masses. Don't even market directly to the end user necessarily, but invest your money and your time and your energy building a relationship with a referral source. What do I mean by that? If you're a restaurant, the concierge and the front desk people at the hotels around your restaurant might be a good referral source. Here's an example. The Ziegler Corporation is a referral source for me. There are many of you people who are on this call right now who were originally referred to us through Ziegler. I write for Restaurant Growth and Startup Magazine. I write for Small Business Today. There are a number of referral sources that we have, other coaches and consultants and business owners who serve business owners. When I built my first business, it's an in-home services company, and we built relationships with interior designers and floor covering specialists and real estate agents and people like that. So I want you to take a moment and think, what companies, not just your client base, we'll get to that in a minute, but what companies, what kind of professionals are in a position who have a relationship already with your target market? And it doesn't matter what industry that you're in. It doesn't matter what industry I'm in. I've owned 9 small businesses altogether. I work with hundreds of different kinds of businesses. And I was telling my buddy yesterday, who's one of our Inner Circle members, who has the Lexus Repair Service Center, what experience that's given me to work with restaurant owners, to work with speakers, coaches, and consultants, to work with people in HVAC and plumbers and people who are doctors and CPAs And we have all those in our membership. In fact, we have we're kind of cradle to grave. You know, one of our members delivers babies, and another one is has a funeral home. So there you go, from cradle to from birth to death, we can help you. You know, with your business. But it's all about, all of business is about relationships, and it's a matter of finding those referral sources and investing time and energy in building those relationships, winning their confidence so that then they will refer you to other of their clients and other referral sources. Well, in order to do that, you've got to be a good networker. And unfortunately, I've found that so many people don't have relationship building skills. And the most important skill you can have as a business owner is understanding how to build positive relationships. You've got to become a phenomenal networker. And that goes for finding, hiring, and keeping the best employees too. You know, right now I'm recruiting someone, and you know, we've had a relationship for a long time, and because of that, she's really interested in coming to work for us. All of business and all of life is about relationships, and a positive relationship is built on caring. Caring starts with giving. Zig Ziglar said you can have everything in life you want if you just help enough other people get what it is that they want. The first time I videotaped an interview with Zig Ziglar, I told him that he stole that from Jesus, because Jesus said, "Give and it'll be given back to you, pressed down, shaken together, and running over." And he said, "Oh, I know him personally, so that'll be okay." Jeffrey Gittimer says, "It's not what you know, it's not who you know, but it's what you know about who you know." Do you know your target market? Do you know what their frustrations are? Do you know what their issues are? Do you know what their challenges are? Do you know what their hopes and dreams are? Do you know what their what the conversation is that's going on in their mind? And it's not who you know and what you know about them, but it's who knows you. And it's not who knows you, but it's what they know about you, and that's called positioning. Do they know that you care? Do they know that you're different? Do they know what the experience is that you provide? Jeffrey says, all things being equal, people would rather do business with a friend. All things being not so equal, people would still rather do business with a friend. See, my friend Steve at the Lexus Service Center, I don't pay that much attention to what he charges. I'll pay him more because I can trust him, because he's my friend. Bob Berg says, people do business with those that they know, like, and trust. Now, I'm going to add a word to that here in just a minute. People do business with those that they know, like, trust, and I'll share another word with you in just a minute. Best-selling author Jim Cathcart says relationship selling is becoming an asset to others before they become an asset to you. Give marketing is what it's all about, building a relationship with those referral sources. Now, what do referral sources want and like? Number one, we have something called the secret weapon. So every time we make a referral marketing call, we always bring food. Number two, people like money. So you want to have a referral reward system. I don't have time to teach you that today, but I'm going to share with you today how you can get my home study course. In fact, I think we're going to give away a whole package today on this call. And you'll learn how to do that if you win the package or you get our special offer today. But you want to develop a referral reward system where every new client that's referred to you, you send them a financial reward. Now, in our company, we do a referral certificate. They can then use that certificate for services or for cash, and both of the companies, I actually technically have four companies today, but three of them are kind of related. And so in all of our companies, that's what we do. We send out a certificate, and it's very powerful because they are appreciated. You'll get more referrals because of it. Your advertising costs go down, and you have an army of commission-only salespeople out there. It's really an amazing thing. And the other place that that comes into play is that once your referral source sends you a client, then what you need to do is you need to then communicate with your existing clients. One of the things that you want to get across to them is that you have a referral reward program so that they'll continue to refer more business to you. And when they do that, and then each one of your clients continues to refer, the list just grows and grows and grows. And that brings me to what I call the client-based marketing system, and that's keeping repeat clients flowing in. The biggest marketing mistake of all, other than doing nothing, is not marketing to your past clients. And there are six reasons to market to your past and existing clients. Number one is called TOMA, top of mind awareness. If you're not marketing to them, someone else is, and they're going to remember them and not you. Number two, what is that unique brand? What is that unique brand? What's that unique experience? They're not going to really, you're not going to really brand yourself and really build that experience just in the brief encounter you have serving them the first time. You've got to communicate that. You've got to educate them on that. Okay? By the way, people do business with those that they know, like, trust, and remember. So you've got to stay in touch with them. Number three is experiential marketing. You want to provide all sorts of experiences through your messaging that they'll remember you. Number four, you need to educate them so that you position yourself as a consultant. Number five is you've got to feature your other services so that they will buy more of your services. And then number six, you're going to have your referral reward program so that you'll generate more referrals from your existing clients. Now, a simple way to set up a client-based marketing system is through what I call one of the greatest marketing tools of all time. It's called Send Out Cards. And what you want to do is every single client that you serve, they automatically get a thank you card. And then they get a series of cards, something once a month from you. Now, you can do a newsletter, but Send Out Cards is a wonderful, wonderful way to automate the process. You see, to build a relationship, one of the most important tools is personal greeting cards. But the challenge is having to create all those cards and write them out and go down to the card store and all that. With Send Out Cards, you can pick from 16,000 cards. You can also create your own cards, and you can put them in a campaign. You can mail it to a whole list, and you can have templates set up in there where you just click the button and it sends them that card. It personalizes each one. You can also include gift cards, and you can include like Starbucks cards, in their books, CDs, and brownies. You can do your referral marketing and send the secret weapon out sitting in your underwear at home in the middle of the night. You can also send, by the way, my book, The 5 Secrets of a Phenomenal Business, through Send Out Cards. If you'd like to try Send Out Cards for free, write this this link down, sendoutcards.com, 7162. 7162. Ignore all the junk that's on the page. Go all the way down to the bottom. Click send a card, and you can send a couple cards for free on me. Now, once you've built a relationship with those referral sources, once you are communicating with your list, you've got to give your contacts a way to refer you properly. And I call this the fastest growth tool on the planet. It's called the free trial offer. You offer a free report, free CD, free audio, free ebook, free video, free classes, free consultation, whatever it is. And you let your clients and your referral sources know about it so that they can try you for free. Remember, people do business with those that they know, like, trust, and remember. It might be a free sample, like Chick-fil-A does a free chicken sandwich, and they kind of, you go in the mall and there's a free sample of the bourbon chicken, so to speak. Many of you got on my list because of a free trial offer. You were referred by somebody, and you got my free audiobook, and then you ordered a free CD. And if you haven't, you can do that. It'll be the similar presentation that I'm doing right now. Maybe you saw it on Facebook. What I'm doing right now is a free trial offer. My hope, the reason I'm doing this for free, is because I hope you like me. I hope you trust me. I hope you get to know me. I hope you remember me. And I hope that you let me help you with your business. And that's the reason I'm willing to give you this free webinar and to educate you so that you'll know that I can help you stop being a slave to your business, okay, and build a predictable, profitable turnkey operation. By the way, this shot right here, that's my office, which I'm never there. I'm in Florida most of the time, and when I'm not in Florida, I'm sitting at my study at home where I am right now. My office is about 15 minutes away. I'm rarely there just to meet with staff from time to time. But this is Zig Ziglar. That's my autographed picture of Zig. This is my wife, my son, and our two puppies. And of course, they're all like 15 years old now. I have my own Zig Ziglar pomp right here. Only a few people in the world have that. And when you come to one of our conferences, we always do a tour of my company. So be sure to come and see that. So we covered marketing a little bit, and then we're going to go to sales. Sales is everything that you do to convert prospects into paying customers, all right? And how many of you know that there's a difference between marketing and sales, all right? In fact, let me demonstrate this. My wife and I were in the market to buy our son a Honda. And we're going to buy a brand new Honda, just like the one in the picture right there. So on a Saturday afternoon, you know, my wife saw me like, okay, you got to, you know, you need to handle this and get this done. Okay. So I get on the Honda website, dealership close by, and they had an opt-in on their website. See, when you have your free trial offer right here, you have an opt-in on your website. You need to have an opt-in on your website, just like I have on mine. Okay, and so they had an opt-in that I don't even remember what the call to action is now, but you put in your cell phone number and it says we'll call you. I think it was like find out if we have the car that you want or something like that. And you put your cell phone number in and we're going to call you within 3 minutes. I was like, yeah, right. So I put it in there. Sure enough, in 2.5 minutes, my cell phone starts vibrating on the kitchen counter. I pick it up. This nice young lady convinces me that I need to get down there that very afternoon. Now, you got to understand that it's got to be a national emergency to get me out on a Saturday, except to maybe run to Whole Foods or something like that. I want to be at home or at the beach. So she convinced me it's like they're going to run out of Hondas that day, right? So I'd go down there that afternoon. I get there and I asked for her, and they were like, no, she works in the internet marketing department. And I was like, oh, okay. So the people that I had to deal with didn't know anything about sales. They had no process, no skills whatsoever, no relationship building skills, no rapport building skills. You can't even call them salespeople. I bought a brand new Honda, but I didn't buy it from them. So you see, their marketing was brilliant. They attracted the perfect prospect, because I would have walked in there and my view was, I don't care about saving $1,000 on the car. I'm not going to jerk around on price and whatever. I want to get in and get out and just let me just sign the paper, deliver the car. And it would have been the easiest sale they ever made in their entire life, but they made it difficult. We bought a brand new Honda, but not from them. So you got to understand that what selling is. Zig said it's a transference of feeling. It's not telling. It's asking questions, you know, and it's discovering the need. See, if they had just said, okay, what do you need? This is what you want. Okay, great. Here's a great model. Is that what you're looking for? Wonderful. The investment is, and I would have said okay, and it would have been all over. Okay. If you want to double your profit, one of the things that you need to think about is what we call the most profitable sale ever made, and that is the upsell. And the reason it's the most profitable sale ever made is because you've already invested the time, money, and energy to generate that prospect and generate that customer. Everything that you add to the ticket is huge, huge profit. But why do we not upsell? We don't want to take money from our customer. I'm going to propose to you today that not making the upsell is doing your customer a disservice. Okay? And here's why. I'm going to assume now that you're not selling the customer anything that they don't need. Do you understand the value of what you offer, your extra services? If you think about all the services that you provide and what happens if they don't get that service, if you don't advise them as a consultant on what it is that the how they will benefit from that, or what happens if they don't get that service. I'm not talking about using fear tactics. I'm just talking about being a good consultant, all right? So what happens when they don't get the benefits of that service or that product? What if they and they don't get the benefits of working with you? But here's the worst part. The worst part is that they find out from your most despicable competitor that they need that item, and now that competitor is now has your customer. How do you feel about that? So you need to have a 7-step phenomenal sales system that engages, that entertains, that educates, that closes the sale consistently. It needs to be a system. And in my home study course, you're going to learn my 7-step sales process that'll work for any business, and you're going to learn how to overcome objections. Let me give you just one tip that will help. Most small business owners don't know this. Most small business owners, you know your technical work, but you don't know marketing. You don't know sales, right? So what you want to do, remember that selling ain't telling. It's asking questions. Every time you get an objection like, oh, that's too high, then you simply repeat the objection in the form of a question so you feel that's too high. And if they just say yes, then say, can you tell me more about that? What are you basing that on? Did you have a budget in mind? And you go, you just keep asking questions until they buy. And there's like 5 different, you know, ways that you can overcome the price objections that I don't have time to teach you right now. But I guarantee you, if you'll do just that, you'll make more sales. Don't start telling, don't start justifying. Always, 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 always ask a question. Okay? Repeat the objection in the form of a question and keep asking questions, because you're just trying to learn more. You're just trying to help them to make the right decision as a consultant. Oh, so you feel the price is too high. Okay. Now, here's the amazing thing is that if you're generating the wrong prospect, if you're generating a price shopper, then it doesn't matter what sales technique you use. How much you charge? Okay, now there's a clue right there. Well, how are you referred to us? I'll be happy to help you with that. Do you mind if I ask you some questions? So then you got to go back to your marketing and say, okay, what are we doing in marketing to attract the wrong prospect? Then third is operations. Operations is everything that you do to service your clients, patients, members, or guests. Phenomenal operations engages, it educates, it entertains, and a phenomenal operations system is one that happens without you having to be involved. Okay? Now, I went to the Great Barrier Reef. It was on my bucket list. I was in Australia doing some teaching for the Zig Ziglar Corporation. And I arrived on this beautiful, beautiful island. There was only one resort there. And, I mean, this is just like paradise, man. I mean, wow. Talk about a phenomenal experience. except for one thing. The staff had never been trained on service. They didn't engage you. They didn't call you by name. They didn't have any systems in place. In fact, they avoided you and started, you know, making me feel like nervous, like maybe this is going to be one of those, you know, bad movies, you know, that they're like cannibals or something, you know. I mean, here you're in this foreign place and they're just, and that was not true of the rest of Australia. And that's what made it even more odd, is that the Australians were like the nicest people in the world. And then you've got to have phenomenal administration systems. That's, you know, you're tracking everything that you do, to track your business, all your stats. Let me just say this, that every company, every small business on the planet has five numbers. The sales that you bring in, what it costs you to produce it, your gross profit, your overhead, and then your net. Can I say that a business without a profit is just a hobby, and a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week job is not a very good hobby? Okay. And here's the second case study. This is Luis Hernandez, and he was a slave to Yellow Page debt. He wasn't doing referral marketing. He was in debt as a person. He got debt free. His business continues to grow. This past, his personal dream is sailing in the Caribbean. And this past year, he was able to spend 3 months in the Caribbean. And I can vouch for at least 2 weeks of those 3 months, because I was with him at least 2 weeks of that trip. And then the last piece of it, before I share with you how to build systems in your business, is phenomenal leadership systems. If you have a dream but no team, you'll have to either give up the dream or build up the team. I don't know about you, but I'm not giving up on my dream. I would rather go through the hard work, yes, I did say hard work, of building up a team. That brings me to my fourth case study. This is Azure and Amanda. They're the amazing A's, Azure and Amanda. They own a skincare salon and a lash studio in Austin, Texas. And Azure, when she started with us, she had a little teeny tiny business, and by positioning herself, becoming a better leader, she was able to acquire another company that is like the top company in their area, and she's become a phenomenal leader and learned how to, and she was almost given this business because of what she learned through our program. Now, let me share with you the in closing, and then I'll give away a package, is the five vital components of a system. The first one is you got to have a mission. Would you agree with me that if you have a mission, like provide the most outstanding service experience ever, every time, that your people would be able to make a better decision? Because that decision wouldn't be made on how I feel today or what I got to do tonight. When your people, when you have a mission, and I believe that when you learn these five things and learn how to apply them and use them, that you can systematize any business. Now, you're going to need people, and you're going to need systems. You're going to need to have enough people to be able to, you know, not have to fill those roles yourself. But it starts with the mission. You hire to the mission, you coach to the mission, and you fire to the mission. And your leadership systems need to have in place how to find people, how to hire people, how to interview people, how to train people, how to coach them, and how to terminate them if necessary. Now, I'm going to share with you my organizational chart here in just a minute. That's the second thing that you have to have, but it's a little bit depressing, so I won't show it to you quite yet. I'll show it to you in a minute. You need to have policies. That's the you know, dress code policy, the rules and regulations, what time to be at the office or at the store, at the shop or whatever, and it's your employee handbook, so to speak. And then procedures are the step-by-step. How do we do our technical procedures? What's the script? What's the step? And then what you do is you take all those and you assign roles to each person, and then And then you give them a list of all the things that they're responsible for. And then what you do is put that on your org chart, which is pretty depressing, which I'll share with you here in just a moment. But the thing is that you got to understand why systems are so important. You know, it's the only way that you can, it's the only way to manage effectively. Your people need to know what they're responsible for in the morning when they get there. They need to know what they're responsible for in the middle of the day, what they're responsible for in the afternoon. How many of you have seen companies that didn't have good systems and they grew really large, but they went broke and they went out of business, or they had to shrink back because they didn't have any good systems in place? Okay, so systems is the only way to profitable growth. Okay, it's the only way to profitable growth. It's the only way to manage effectively. It makes your employees perform better. You have the greatest employees in the world, but they need direction. There's different behavior styles, and that's another thing you need to learn as a leader, our DISC profile system. One of the biggest reasons you want to have systems is because of the service outcome. If you have one person that does it this way and another person that does it that way, then even if they both do a great job, the customer has a different perception of that. You know, you can get the same hamburger in Tokyo as you get in Paducah, Kentucky, because they have a system. Might not be the best hamburger, but it's the same hamburger. And you probably notice that human beings do weird things, so you got to have systems in place. And what about how many of you guys are owners like me that you like to tinker with things, but you know, you forgot to tell somebody, right? You're always changing, and you're changing too fast. And you just forgot to tell people. Ultimately, systems are about taking less of the owner's time. And if you ever want to sell your company, then you got to understand that anybody that could buy your business, that has money to buy your business, they don't want your 24-hour, 7-day-a-week job. They want a set of keys. A turnkey business is a system that you could just turn the key, turn the crank, and it'll work just as well for them as it's working for you. And that's why you got to get it to where it's working properly. Now, here's my organizational chart, and this is the organizational chart of every small business on the planet, just about, that the owner is involved in everything. And this reveals why you feel overwhelmed. There's 12 important hats to wear. Which one of these is not important? You know, you've got the directing of the business, managing the business, and actually doing the work. You've got marketing director, sales director, operations director, administration director, managing the marketing, sales, operations, administration, and you've got actually doing all of those things and planning and supervising and training, and it becomes overwhelming. This is why you're overwhelmed, and this is why you feel like a slave to your business. Well, there is some good news here. What you want to do is you want to start replacing yourself on the bottom row. Why the bottom row? Because that's the $10 an hour, $20 an hour work. And as a business owner, you need to work on the business up here instead of down here. And then you can build your team up to where they can begin to do the supervising for you. And eventually, you're just the director. And eventually, you own the business. It's a lot of work, but it is worth it. And the more that you learn about this and the more that you do it, the more successful you can be. Now, before I give away this package, let me share with you the number one reason that small businesses don't grow and what to do about it. All right? The number one reason that small businesses don't grow or do as well as they could is what I call FTI, failure to implement. You know what to do, you just don't do it. And the reason is you're overwhelmed, there's a lot to do, you're not skilled as a business owner, and there are four keys to implementation. Number one is inspiration. You've got to stay around inspirational people, so I congratulate you for being on here today. Number two, you need to get your business and yourself organized, all right? And that's what the organizational chart and these systems are all about. Number three, you need to train yourself as a business owner. You need to have the proven systems to train yourself in business, not just the technical. And then finally, you need support. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give away one of my systems. In fact, I'll wait till the end to share this last case study. So I'm going to give away one of these packages, and this is my home study course. It's the same system that I use to transform my business into a predictable, profitable, turnkey operation. It's the same system that small business owners around the world are using to revolutionize their businesses. I'm going to give one of the packages away today, but everybody who gets the package is going to save $100. In fact, let me do this. If you'd like to win the package, what I want you to do is type in right now and just type in yes that you'd like to win the package. Type it in, type it in, type it in. And I'm going to pick the third person that types in yes. Okay? All right, we'll have a winner, and I will announce who that winner is here in just a second. The rest of you guys, and let me tell the person who is going to win what you're going to get. Okay, and those of you who order the package today, is you're going to save $100. Okay. This system has the same systems that I use on audio CD, DVD, and has all the handouts. This was a 2.5-day conference where I just laid out all my systems that includes the how to set your goals, plan your business, and systematize your business. My marketing systems, sales systems, operation systems, administration systems, and leadership systems. It's on the website right now for $497. If you don't win the package, you'll be able to get it for $397, or you can do 99 down and three installments of $132 each. And there's a 100% 6-month money-back guarantee. Keep it for 6 months. If it doesn't work for you, then you can just return it for a full refund. All right. Let me share with you. Actually, I have two more case studies for you. I'll get to that in just a second. I got a bunch of bonus items for you as well. Okay. By the way, some of you are thinking about buying this package. You're like, man, I don't know about that. John Browning invested $1,200 on a package at one of my seminars, money that he didn't have at the time. When he told his wife what he did, she immediately started crying. But now, because of the program, she doesn't have to work. She stayed home with her son, who's 10 now. His business has grown by 10 times. He was doing $10,000 a month when he came to us. He had his first $100,000 a month. It's a turnkey business. They just bought their dream home. Now she's super happy that he did that. Okay? Let me give you the bonus items. Bonus one is a free 30-minute business coaching session. You're going to go through our business assessment, which is very powerful. It's also in the package. You're going to get our Simple Dimple business plan, and we're going to address your challenges. All right, that's a $300 value that you get for free when you get the package today. Bonus number two is you're going to get two conference tickets, and whoever wins this package, you're going to get all of this that I'm talking about. You get two tickets to our conference. The next one that's coming up is February 5th through 7th. We'll have Darren Hardy, who is the publisher of Success Magazine. The conference is a $497 value, and you get to come for free. Bonus number three is you get actually all three of my books. I'm going to send you my newest one as well. And bonus number four is you're going to get 2 months of my Inner Circle webcast replays. You'll get like 8 sessions. And the first 20 people to order today are going to get a copy of Zig Ziglar's book, Born to Win. Let me find the link for you. And you guys can go ahead and start asking questions right now. We'll reveal the winner here in just 1 second. And let me grab that link for you. Victoria, if you're on the line, if you'll put the special offer link in for me, please. Can you do that? Type yes that I know you're there. If you guys have questions about the package, if you have questions about what I shared today, go ahead and type those in right now, and I'll address those, and we'll give away this package. Okay, let's see here. See what kind of questions that we have here. Okay. All right, let's see. Okay. Not a lot of questions coming in. Let me get the link for you guys. Hang on just a second. Let me get the link for you guys, and I will reveal the winner here. Hey, Michelle, I need Victoria or Michelle M to get on the phone and get the special offer link. Is Victoria available? I'm not seeing it on the webinar. Wow, so you guys are telling me that your screen has been stuck on the three ways to increase sales? That's really weird. What are you guys seeing right now? You have got to be kidding me. Victoria? Okay, thanks. Wow. You guys deserve like a medal. Well, at least you heard it audibly. I don't know what happened with that. That is crazy. I use GoToWebinar almost every single day. Victoria? Okay, so I'm on the webinar. Two things. One is they're telling me that these slides have been stuck all the way from the beginning. So I want to send everybody the replay of this and the slides, only the people who attended live. But right now I need you to jump on there and put the link for the special offer for the home study course, the $397. Can you stick that in there for me real quick? Okay, put it in the questions and the chat feature, okay? All right, thanks. Okay, so she's putting that in there. We will also send you the replay and the replay and the slides. I'll send them to you. Okay, and we're going to put the link in. I want you to have that link and just copy it into your browser. Just be sure to buy it today so you can get the bonus items. Remember, it's 100% money back guarantee. So let me ask you this, out of all that you heard, and then I'll give away the package as soon as I get this link, out of everything that you heard today, what was the most valuable thing that you heard today? Type it in real quick. The link is coming, Ben. It's coming. Systems, FTI, branding, the marketing, need systems. Not being a slave to the business. Let's see, hire to the mission, coach the mission, fire the mission. Change what I am and where I am by putting better stuff in my mind. Excellent. Number one reason people fail, FTI, seven secrets of a phenomenal life. Awesome. It's all about relationships. Let's see, following up, implementing is the most important thing, build up the team, seven secrets. Awesome. Thank you guys. Thank you so much. Oh, okay. Let's see. Okay. Here's the, link. Victoria, put that in, or I can probably copy this. I can probably handle this, folks. Let me see. Let me get this out here. All right, here comes the link. It should have come through your chat. Hang on just a second. I don't think that's the right link. Well, you can see that I don't have my systems together today. How about that? That will show you, hey, I need, I'm giving them $100 off. I need like a direct link. Or do we have a page where it has the $100 off? I'm giving them $397 for the physical package today. Right. Okay. All right. Perfect. Thanks. Okay. Bye. Okay. So I'm going to send you two links. This one that's coming right now, you can learn about the package, but don't buy from that link because that is the, that is the full price link. And then we're going to send you a special order link here in just 1 second. And let me go back up here and find out who won. Okay. By the way, you guys tell me one more thing, if you will, please. Who is going to take advantage of this special offer today? Type it in, type it in, type it in. The second this link comes in, I will give this away. Okay, awesome, cool. Hey, by the way, where you want to be eventually is you want to be in the inner circle because that's where we can really help you. But where everybody starts is with our home study course. You start there. That's where all of our successful folks start. And then you get that 30-minute consultation. We help you with your biggest challenges. And that way, when we know more about you, we can find out if, you know, if Inner Circle is the right fit for you. Okay? All right. So what I'm going to do is I don't see that link coming in yet. So I'm going to go ahead. I don't want to keep you anymore. There it is. Okay, Victoria, put it also in the questions. Actually, maybe I can do that. Oh, man, I'm able to do this. Okay, so I'm going to leave the webinar open a little while after I give away the package so that you can copy those links. The first link will tell you about the package, the special order link for today only, midnight tonight, is the one that we just sent you. If you have any questions, give our office a call, 281-634-0404. And let's see, the winner of the package is Don Dean. Congratulations, Don Dean. Let me close with something from my latest book, The 5 Levels of Being a Phenomenal Person. Think and be phenomenal. When you change your thinking, you change your beliefs. When you change your beliefs, you change your expectations. When you change your expectations, you change your attitude. When you change your attitude, you change your behavior. When you change your behavior, you change your performance. When you change your performance, you change your life. And in that book, which you'll get for free with the home study course, you'll learn this. Watch your thoughts, they become words. Watch your words, they become actions. Watch your actions, they become habits. Watch your habits, they become your character, which, by the way, is the 5th level. You'll learn the 5 levels of being a phenomenally successful person in business and in life. Watch your character, it becomes your destiny. I'm Howard Partridge. It was a pleasure being with you today. Sorry about the technical difficulties, but we'll get all of it out there to your email. Send us an email or give us a call, howard@howardpartridge.com or 281-634-0404. By all means, take advantage of that special offer for you guys only, $100 offer, in investing your time today. Our passion is your phenomenal success. Take care, everybody. Glad you're on the call today.